And certainly for advanced players, recognizing the sound of more advanced chords with extensions and things like that, you can certainly recognize for an advanced level, you should certainly be able to recognize major 7, you know, 7, minor 7, half diminished and diminished, you know, but can you recognize, you know, a chord with extensions on it, like 13-9, that was a dominant 13-9, how about major 13-9, how about minor 13-9, you know, how about half diminished with a ninth on it, things like that, or diminished with a ninth on it, like that. So you start to recognize more than just the basic chords. And then from there, you can know progressions. You can, again, not tuning my own horn. I remember going to jazz jam sessions, and you can't do this with every standard because some of them are tough. But some of them are very easy and predictable. And if someone says, you know, do you know, I don't know, Pennies from Heaven or something, that's a very simple chord progression. So even if you didn't, quote, know the song and you were an advanced musician, let's say you're in an ensemble and you're on a jam session or something and you know that the bass player knows it and let's say the piano player knows it, and you're fine. By the time that first chorus comes around, you're going to know it if it's simple enough. But it's a joy, it's a real treat to be able to do that.